Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
It was nice to have, nice to see people and meet people for the first time.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Familiar faces and new faces. And like actual participation.
Yes. Thank you, Chris, for kicking that off. But
you never know what you're going to get.
Yes. That was
pretty cool.
For a first webinar, that was better than expected.
I agree. And we're going to do it again. January 23rd, noon.
Sweet.
Eastern.
Sweet. So if you missed it, you can come back.
Yeah.
All right, let's get started. The huddle. What is news that you haven't shared with me or anybody yet?
We're in Zoom and I'm looking at you, shaking my head and nodding no, because I don't know. I think I've shared everything with you this week, so I'm going to take a pass. How about you?
I don't think I've shared with you that. So one, I've been doing even more work on our website, getting our new offerings up. Which if you're listening to this and you haven't seen it, go to the website. But I don't think I've shared with you that I've got outlines for our new marketing decks
yes,
ready to take a look at. So, yeah.
Cool.
Little progress there.
Yeah, exciting.
Well, let's move into this week's review. This week on the blog, we got into, we've been doing a bunch of communication articles. We got into some collaboration. This is the first week since we started this program, I think, that we've gotten into cultural or blog posts related to culture.
It is. I was excited to write that stuff.
Yeah. So it's very cool. We talked this week we have two articles, actually. Start Strong, Defining Roles at Project Kickoff or Team Alignment, and Why Clear Role Definitions Boost Productivity. So we talked about this before in this show, how defining roles it's so incredibly important. It's the one thing that just goes, I feel like it's a classic misstep in team leadership.
Absolutely.
It has such a huge impact. So today we're going to talk about your article of turning 2024's business failures into lessons learned. So how did you come across this article and why did you decide to write about it?
Yeah, I mean, constantly scouring the interwebs for interesting things to read and for us to talk about. I actually found the 2023 article first, as you know. And wrote a reaction to it. I went back and found 2024. And I don't know, I just, failure as a topic is a thing. I mentioned it in the blog post about how we covered failure in Sprints and Milestones. But it's
our
just
other podcast.
Our other podcast. Right. But just, why do you think failure stories like the ones in the blog post resonates so much? Like, it's something that Inc. does every year. Why?
We're afraid of failure, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you see people fail, I think people are looking for insights on why it was a failure, right? What was the failure, and maybe even drive towards which you did in your article.
Well, I rounded out their article. Yeah.
What's that?
They don't talk. They just say what was a failure and maybe how it became a failure.
Yeah.
But there's no real lessons learned. There's not much behind any of the stories. So I kind of try to extract.
Everybody loves a good train wreck, right? Come on. Like, why do people slow down when there's a fire truck, off the side of the road or something? We're just.
Right. Right. It's
humans being humans. So,
yeah.
And I have to say, I'm pretty sure there's a little bit of glad that wasn't me,
Yeah. Were you aware of the Jaguar EV kind of like teaser situation.
No, I mean, I saw it, and I think I saw it because of the, being a designer and following thousands of designers being in that community. I saw more about the logo than I did about the pink car.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, that was what this was all about, right? It's like it was a really bold but very unclear ad that just confused people. And one of the things that I get at in the article is like, how can you balance creativity with clarity? Because part of me is like, how did this get through? Like, this looks like and feels like something that AI would make.
Yeah. Well, I think it's actually somebody thinking that they're being so creative, right, that they'd be labeled a creative genius. But when you swing so hard and so far, you're opening up more risk, potential risk of just missing so bad, right? And then that's what this was. Like they were swinging for the fences and completely whiffed the ball. So, yeah.
For a major top of the line kind of brand too, which
My
is
favorite, though, of because I know you've got some others. My favorite is the toy company. Was it Barbie?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I
Oh
mean,
my
how
gosh. Did
does.
you hear about that? Yeah, the Wicked,
Yes.
maybe it's not, I think it was Mattel, it's not Barbie. But they
Oh,
had
or.
dolls from the Wicked movie, and they had I think a QR code or a URL on
No,
the
it was a domain
back,
name.
a
The
domain
domain
name,
name went to a porn production
a porn
company
site. Yeah.
instead of wickedthemovie.com.
Yeah.
It was something else.
And they're being sued for it, which is kind of nuts. I mean,
Yeah.
how could that even happen is my question. Why was that domain or that URL even anywhere near that
Yeah.
process? Like, it's all mind-boggling to me. But back to the AI thing, there's the Google glue on pizza, Google's AI recommending glue as a pizza topping. Okay, that's interesting. I don't know. To me, there's a theme of preparation and taking the proper steps to make sure that quality checks are done. I
Well,
just have to imagine there's a huge loss of trust in organizations or departments after this stuff happens.
oh, sure.
Yeah.
Of course there is, right? I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like working in whatever department or departments were responsible for Mattel's problem, right? Because I mean, that's where every process, everything is going to get reviewed, everything's going to be under the gun. The next whatever umpteen campaigns that they run or wherever that mistake occurred, that's going to be under so much scrutiny now,
Right.
right? That the
Right.
trust is just completely shattered.
Yeah.
To me, you talk about like why do people like this? I think this just points to these companies somewhere along the line not practicing the fundamentals of communication collaboration. And they've got something's wrong in their culture, right? As a consequence, that allowed these things to get through the door. I mean, that's each of the points that you wrote about or the stories you wrote about is it's a failure in one, two, or all three of those areas of their organization.
Yep. What I also think is really kind of fascinating is like on a human level, these really big, powerful brands, they're also making mistakes, right?
Oh,
And
yeah.
they're certainly learning from these mistakes in a much more expensive way than I've ever had to in my career. But I think it's really interesting. And it's important to remember, like there's just a person behind all of this.
Well, I mean, you and I have talked, and I think I've said this time and time again, as long as humans are involved, mistakes are going to be made, right? Now, what's interesting is, as long as humans are involved and AI too,
Oh yeah, mistakes will be
mistakes
made.
are going to be made, right?
Yeah. All right, let's
So.
wrap up this conversation. I, the whole thing about the blog is that I'm trying to emphasize this idea of learning from failure. So, what's one tip that you'd give a leader or a team to turn a mistake into a growth opportunity?
Don't point fingers.
Yeah,
Just
that's a
dig
good one.
deep and say, how do we? It doesn't matter that it happened. Like that it what happened happened. Now we've got to move on. The most important thing to do is figure out how did it happen? Why did it happen? And what can we do to fix it? What about
I love
you?
it. I think it's transparency and open communication. It's, I think when these kinds of things happen, people tend to kind of like rescind and not want to take responsibility. I think it's like worried about the f people worry about the finger pointing, and it makes them pull back and not just be real and open and honest about what happened. Again, we're only human beings. Everyone makes mistakes.
It's true. On that note, if you haven't listened to it, season two of Sprints and Milestones, it's all about failure and lessons learned. So if you
I'll have a
like
link in the show
train
notes.
wrecks, yeah, go back and listen to those episodes. Powerful episodes.
Otherwise, just check out the blog post and change those failures into lessons into 2025. All right, let's get into the ask. What is our ask this week, Craig?
Our ask this week is to head on the TikTok and look up Same Team Partners, where Brett, you're doing a fantastic job of providing your, kind of snarky leadership advice.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, not only is it fun, it's like bang on, like direct, everyone's a direct hit, right? Even when you told everybody just to relax. Right. It to me again just goes back to you don't have to say much sometimes to make a big difference. And you don't have a lot of time to say much on TikTok. So you got to make it, direct and to the point and you deliver. So the ask is get on TikTok. I know, but get on TikTok and subscribe to Same Team Partners. Brett, you're posting like what,
At
once,
least twice
twice a
a day.
day.
On the week, on the weekdays.
Yeah, it's good. All right, let's get into this week's hit list. What are you listening, reading, watching?
This week I've been spinning some old music. I've been listening to EXO by Elliott Smith, one of my favorites. And the link that I'm putting in the show notes here is actually a review on Pitchfork that's really interesting article about him. It's not just a review of the album, but they also gave it a 9.5. It's very
Oh,
good.
wow. Okay. My listening this week is it's Christmas music, but it's not what you think. It's Tony Thriller, Chill Beats Company presents A Lo-Fi Christmas Story, Volume 1. And no, there's no Volume 2. I don't I feel like this is like, was it a Traveling Wilburys thing? Like, hey, let's name our first album Volume 1. Now that I say that, I didn't look and see if there's a Volume 3. Maybe they did do a Traveling Wilburys, but anyway, if you like trip hop, which I do, I love trip hop. This album will play for like hours. It is long. And it's nice to have something different than ye olde Christmas music, which gets on my
Mariah
nerves pretty
Carey.
quick.
All right, my next is something I'm reading, and it's actually something that you shared with me, and I wanted to squeeze this in somewhere because it's so weird. So it's actually two links. The first is a LinkedIn post where someone shares a screenshot of an email from HR at a company called Yes, Madam, where they say they did a survey on team stress, I think, and the
People
people who
stress.
indicated that they were stressed were getting fired. And then so I was like, Greg was like, yeah, read this, re react to this. You should react to this this week. And I was like, this can't be real. So I looked it up, and then I found Yes, Madam's site, or their LinkedIn post on it. And I gotta say, it's still shady. Like they're saying that nobody got fired, but it was a PR, no, it was a social media campaign. None of it made sense. None of it made sense. It's a
This is going to go
horrible
into
idea.
business failures of 2024 part
2024.
two.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
My next one is watching and I'm behind on Stranger Things, meaning I never finished it. So this week, as I've been working on stuff, I finished season one. And boy, howdy, am I glad I did, because I just read that the last season is going to air this upcoming year, 2025. So,
And I just heard an interview from David Harbour saying that it's going to be really good and
oh
things have been
man.
tied up. Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't finish this. I don't know what I was doing, but it's a great thing.
Cool. So I'm watching something that you recommended. I think I recommended Stranger Things to you. I'm watching The Penguin and I love
Yes.
it on
It's good,
Max.
right?
I'm on episode three. I watched episode three last night. Yeah, it's a good one.
Nice. Nice. My last is another watching, and it is a clip. It's a YouTube show that I shared with my Dice readers last weekend. And it is a video by Epicurious. And it's three professional chefs who blind taste test 16 different instant ramens. And they go through and they rank them. They pick their top three. So if you like instant ramen at all, which I do, I mean, it's 16. There were some I didn't even know
Who
existed.
even knew? Yeah,
Yeah.
interesting. All right, let's wrap it up. What are we high-fiving this week?
I think we should absolutely high five our webinar from earlier today that, even though we've presented that material before, this is our first, same team partners public event. And
Yeah.
despite our little technology hiccup, it went well.
Yeah. High five. I agree.
High
It was fun
five.
to do. We'll do it again.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a good week.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing? Visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Brett and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and submit a review. Thank you.